I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. The work is called Chrysopoly. Several weeks back, composer Rob Capello stopped by to talk about it in abstract terms, but as the concert approaches, the Marin Symphony and the Marin Symphony Chorus were in high gear this week rehearsing. It's a complicated work with a lot of moving parts, including a sound design accompaniment put together by Fred Newman. Here, some construction sounds from the bridge itself set a tempo. Sounds familiar and specific to the Bay Area and bridge are woven into the texture. You can hear cable car bells. There's a silver moon on the Golden Gate. The 1937 tune that was the official song for the opening of the bridge makes a couple of cameos. And there are special instruments, an ocarina, tuned wine glasses, and a cord swung over the head of a percussionist to create the feeling of a prehistoric drone with insect sound effects. I went to the second rehearsal with the orchestra and music director Alistair Neal. Composer Rob Capello said it was a good thing I hadn't gone to the first one.
I was on the verge of ending my compositional career at about 3 in the morning. On the way out last night, I didn't speak to them. They didn't speak to me. None of us looked each other in the eye. But tonight, we were no longer adversaries.
He said the difference between the first and second rehearsals was like night and day. And although there was still much to do in the remaining time before the premiere, it was coming together. Another ambitious construction project.
A million times better. Excellent.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.